Welcome to Cathedral Square, hosted by Father Christopher Smith, Episcopal Vicar and Rector of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. For the next half hour, you'll have an opportunity to find out about some of the history, little-known facts, and the upcoming events at the beautiful campus on the corner of Chapman and Lewis, or as we like to say, at the intersection of faith and reason.
Welcome, friends, to Cathedral Square. I'm Father Christopher Smith, Episcopal Vicar and Rector of Christ Cathedral in the Diocese of Orange. Thank you so much for tuning in today and listening as we explore life at Christ Cathedral. Our program is all about a behind-the-scenes look, if you will, at the people who minister here, at the events and activities here at the campus, of what our vision is for the future and of anything related to Christ Cathedral. We are very honored today to welcome Trudy Mazzarella, who is the Director of Tour Ministry here at Christ Cathedral. Trudy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Father. I really enjoy the opportunity to be here, and it is my pleasure to share some thoughts with you today.
Trudy, I don't know if I ever told you this, but if I did, then you're going to hear it again. And that is that when we first acquired the campus, the very first ministry that we knew we had to establish was a tour ministry. And I very clearly remember that without hesitation, your name, Trudy Mazzarella, was the one that was mentioned who would be the perfect director of tour ministry. I must admit, I wasn't sure that you'd say yes to this invitation.
Well, thank you so much for those glowing remarks. I really appreciate it. I happen to have just retired from a position. I was president of Rosary High School, now Rosary Academy, and I was maybe 6-7 months into retirement, and I received a phone call asking if I was doing anything. And with that, the opportunity to come in and talk about the newly anticipated position of director of tour ministry at the campus was presented to me, and I listened very carefully. And then when I found out that at that time, Father Christopher Smith would have been my boss, I absolutely said yes.
Well, that's great, Trudy. Well, I don't know about the being your boss part so great, but I know it was great that you said yes. And also, I know that our history goes back a ways here in the Diocese of Orange. In one life with the diocese, I was the director of the Office for Religious Education. And I believe I first met you because you were on the board of the Religious Education.
That's absolutely correct. That's the first time that we had the opportunity to work together and understand what our roles were in fulfilling our various ministries and how we could be of service to our wonderful people here in the Church of Orange.
Yes. And speaking of being of service, maybe you could tell us a bit about what directing the tour ministry is all about, what your ministry encompasses here at Christ Cathedral.
It's a very wonderful ministry. It is a ministry that has the opportunity of the individuals who join the ministry, the docents, to welcome the people from all over the world. And that's exactly what we do. We're here to consistently invite people to experience the love of Christ. And our ministry reaches out to many different people in many different ways. But people that join the ministry are generally, I would say, high percentage of them are retirees who are looking to be of service to their church and to different ways that they can help our church grow and experience that love of Christ. Most of them are, I will have to say, are former educators. A goodly number of them have had professional responsibilities in nursing, and also others have been either directors or supervisors in various businesses. So these are people who are very well qualified, who are professional in their own right, and are very well spoken and can really express the developments of this campus and invite people to understand who we are and where the vision of this campus is going.
In speaking of the vision of the campus, particularly the tour ministry, what would you say would be one of the core values that you would hold on to as a director of tour ministry or the tour ministry in general?
The main value is, as I already stated, is constantly welcoming others to experience the love of Christ. And that's in many different ways, because We have visitors from all over the world. We've kept a log in our ministry, and to date, since we began in July of 2012, we have welcomed people from 63 different countries.
My goodness.
And also people from every state of the United States has been represented. And they come here for varied, varied reasons. This particular campus, by virtue of the fact that it was originally Crystal Cathedral, is very iconic throughout the world. And people come here out of curiosity to learn more about what has happened, because they used to watch this beautiful cathedral from Dr. Schuller's Hour of Power. And now they know that the Catholic Church here in the Diocese of Orange is transforming it into a Catholic worship space. So they're very inquisitive about that. What does that mean? What does that look like? And then we have people, very excited people from the United States, who are learning about this and want to know what this diocese is doing with this particular cathedral. Is it remaining Catholic? How will it look? And then, of course, our people in the Church of Orange are very, very anxious for the cathedral to be dedicated on July 17th. And they come to see all the developments, and they anticipate, they have great anticipation that every time on, when they come on campus, that they'll be able to get in there. And so they're really, really waiting, to really have the opportunity to celebrate God's goodness within Christ Cathedral, because it is a place for Christ forever.
Well, Trudy, what you're doing here is wonderful, and I admire the dedication of your docents. I've watched them. I see them every day, and they spend long hours here, and they walk around a lot, and it's physically can be quite taxing as well, and we're very grateful for that dedication. You're listening to Cathedral Square. I'm your host, Father Christopher Smith, Episcopal Vicar and Rector of Christ Cathedral. And today we welcome Trudy Mazzarella, who is the Director of Docent Ministry or Tour Ministry here at Christ Cathedral. You mentioned the 63 countries that you've counted people coming from. Just a little human interest question. Do you find that there are more tourists prevalent from a couple of countries, or have you noticed that?
Yes, we have. Within the most recent 2 years, we've seen a developing number of people from China.
My goodness.
And they're very, very curious. A goodly number of them are architectural students, because the particular buildings on our campus are iconic because of the various architects that developed them. We have Richard Neutra, we have Philip Johnson, Jin Wong, and Richard Meyer. And so they come for all different reasons, but it's a very interesting development that more and more people from China are coming here.
Very interesting. Again, around your docents, could you give us some components that go into the training of your docents?
Oh, yes, we do. First of all, our particular program in its development has done different types of tours. So we are a very flexible ministry, and that's a key component of who we are. And so when orientations are held for docents, I let them know right from the get-go, if you can't live with change, then this is not the ministry for you. And they laugh, and they, after a while, they come to understand what that means. We go through a thorough orientation about what it would mean. Primarily, it's important that all of the docents are required to take the safe environment course. We also have a fingerprinting process that they go through. And then lastly, there is a script that they need to learn. And as part of what I help them to understand is, it's not a script that has to be memorized word for word like a robot, but to take the material and ingest it and make it their own, because how they engage with other people is the key component in how they connect with people, so that when people come on their campus, we welcome them, we ask where they're from, and we try to get a sense of what their background is, so we need to know how to take the direction of that particular tour.
I see. And I don't notice that they actually carry around a script with them. If they do, they do it without it being very noticeable.
The beginners do.
Okay.
The beginners do until they get a little bit familiar with it, and they get more comfortable and secure with themselves. But before a beginner actually has the opportunity to serve on, we call them shifts, morning shift and afternoon shifts, they have to shadow at least three different docents.
Oh, okay.
So they get an opportunity to see the same material done in a different way and how that particular person expresses it.
I see. And over these years, the tour ministry has been going on for...
We began July 2012, so we've been on this campus right from the very beginning,
yes.
Right when we were still when Crystal Cathedral Ministries was still here. So we had an opportunity to learn something about the buildings from them directly. And as a result, we found that we'd established a very good relationship with one another to the point that they come back and they visit with us and want to know what's happening. And I will say this, they're very happy to see that we are continuing the message of Jesus Christ and the beauty that this campus continues to be developed.
Well, over these years, then, I imagine you've seen the script change.
Yes, indeed. We have changed from the beginning of when we began our tours, especially when our capital campaign was in full swing for Christ Forever. We had various parishes come on the campus, many, many parishes, and we did tours for them. And it was an actual tour just from about every corner of this particular campus and explaining to them. And at that time, the cathedral, which was not yet closed, was available to people so they could get a sense of what not only was, but therefore what will be, and that they would have an important part of what the cathedral would be.
Yes, and I imagine it's been a challenge for you as we've been renovating the campus, because in some ways, as we continue to do the renovation, especially of the cathedral building itself, there are fewer things that you can actually take people to. Is that right?
That is very difficult right now. And this is, once again, a visible sign of the flexibility of these particular docents. Because some of the campus areas are restricted due to the expansion of the Cathedral Memorial Gardens, all the fencing around the cathedral still yet for all the finishing touches, and then where the docent station is in that particular area, the Cathedral Cultural Center, is the development of the cathedral shop, which will be our future gift store. So all of this is happening. So we are restricted somewhat, but even in the restriction, the docents do a very good job of engaging the people, helping them to feel welcome, and all in all, giving them, we think, a very joy-filled experience of the campus.
Well, every time I walk by a group, you know, kind of over here, and you can hear the questions, and even if there aren't a lot of interior places to see because of the renovations, just to walk onto the campus and see these incredible buildings is in itself an experience.
Right, right. We do. In fact, we have a group coming tomorrow of some local architectural students who are coming here just to see the buildings. Obviously, everybody wants to get in the cathedral, but they are very, very happy that they can, and we can show them the NOITRA buildings. They're very happy about that.
Yes, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but I have. There's speaking of students, architectural students, we also have photography students that come here. Have you run into that as well?
Yes, we have, from the various colleges. And in fact, a lot of our visitors like to take pictures of the buildings, and so everybody is postured right next to the building. And it's very important for these people to be able to say, I was on this campus, and this is proof of that I was there at Christ Cathedral.
Well, and your docents helped that experience to happen, and we're very grateful for that. We're going to take a quick break now, so I ask you to stay with us, because the next thing I am going to ask Trudy is, what is the most frequently asked question that you receive? So please stay with us to find out. Welcome back to Cathedral Square. I'm your host, Father Christopher Smith, Episcopal Vicar and Rector of Christ Cathedral. And on this show, we talk about all things Christ Cathedral. Today, we're very pleased to welcome Trudy Mazzarella, who is the Director of Tour Ministry here at Christ Cathedral. And she's been talking to us about her docents, the training, the visitors, where they come from, the values of the ministry. And what I promised is that I would ask Trudy the question, what is the most frequently asked question or questions that you and the docents receive?
Well, for those who are unfamiliar with our diocese at this point in time, when they come on campus, the most frequently asked question is, how much did it cost?
Oh, interesting.
And, of course, for these almost 35 acres, seven buildings, and a cemetery, the cost was $57.5 million. And then they kind of have big eyes and they say, that was a bargain, or, oh my goodness. And then we let them know that generally the building, when we're telling them this information, we're in the building called the Cultural Center. And when that building was built in 2003, that building alone cost $43 million. So as a result, we consider this a gift from God. But as a result of that, we also believe we've been given the responsibility to steward it for the world. And it's not just for us here, but it's for the world to be welcomed here and enjoy God's beauty, God's goodness, and God's grace.
Yes, and that's part of the excitement about being here at Christ Cathedral. Geographically, we're located right here in the heart of Orange County, surrounded by five or six freeways and right near the entertainment center of Orange County, Disneyland and the Honda Center, Angel Stadium, and all the rest of it. And as we've pointed out before, we're also surrounded by places where there's some human suffering and pain, the UCI Medical Center, a juvenile hall, men's jail, the Lamoureux Family Court, where divorce cases and child custody cases are settled. So we get people from all parts of the world, yes, but also from all parts of their lives. Do you run into that in terms of your own ministry? And people might be just wander onto the campus, there you are, and maybe they're here just to pray.
We absolutely do. You can tell when they walk in by their body language, possibly what's going on in their life, where they're afraid to enter the building, or they're very quizzical, or you sense there's some kind of hurt going on there. And what we have found in our ministry is that people just want to be listened to.
Yes.
They want to be acknowledged, and they want to be listened to. And when you brought up the fact that we're in an area that it's very close to these other kind of sites, during the Year of Mercy, what was established on this campus were the Stations of Mercy. And these are fashioned after the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. And a person can come on the campus and walk the campus and pray the campus because of the various stations that are placed throughout the campus and strategically placed in connection to what that particular station is. For example, in the Cultural Center, where the Docent Station is Station 1 of the Stations of Mercy in its Welcome the Stranger. So you can walk to another part of the campus, and in front of the cemetery, it's Let Us Pray for the Dead, Let Us Pray for the Living and the Dead. In an area facing UCI Medical Center is the station Visit the Sick. So when people come on the campus, there are various ways to experience the campus, liturgically, educationally, prayerfully, architecturally, a place of refuge, a place of social activity. There are very, very many reasons how a person can experience this campus, but I have found that the Stations of Mercy are one of the better ways, and we get people who have retreat groups, and they come on the campus just for the day so that they can pray the Stations of Mercy.
Yes, and I'm so pleased to hear the sensitivity that you have and that the docents have toward the variety of people who come to the campus, because everyone doesn't come here just to tour, to see Christ Cathedral.
Right.
They come here to pray. They come here because they're upset about something, and the sensitivity to those people is very necessary and very appreciated. One of the things that I've been thinking about, and I'm sure you have too, is that when the cathedral opens, there's really going to have to be a new script, because you're not only going to be touring the campus, but you're going to be touring the Christ Cathedral building. And I know from being part of the design team and developing the scheme for sacred art that we have very purposefully come up with the kind of art and what the themes are of that art, and also the various parts of the cathedral itself. And all of that in itself will tell a story. For example, there's courtyards around the cathedral, and one is called the Pilgrim's Court, and that will be a place of welcome. And one is called the Festal Court, and that's the place of festivity where the great iron doors are that will be open only at certain times of the year and for certain occasions. There's the courtyard of the catechumens, which is right adjacent to the cemetery. Catechumens is the name for people who are preparing to be baptized, and that's in that area where our baptismal pool is, and people begin their journey of faith through the sacrament of baptism. There's the Marian Court, which will have the beautiful shrine to Our Lady of Louvain, and there will be other shrines. The whole cathedral building itself will tell a story. Are you beginning to prepare for that as well?
We are. The docents, by virtue of the constant development of the campus, are already prepared for the various courts. They're prepared to, they have background on the information of Our Lady of Lavang Shrine. They're just anxious to get in the cathedral and learn more of the details of the beautiful sacred arts that are going to be or are already in the cathedral. In addition to, they're already well-versed in the quatrefoil windows that are within the cathedral. So we have been preparing all along, and it's now just getting their teeth into it, so to speak, about all the various details that they need to learn in order to help people to experience the cathedral in the way that we need to experience the beauty of it.
And we have some things starting and coming up in the future here on the campus, one of them being the Sistine Chapel exhibit.
Yes, the Sistine Chapel exhibit is, I think, just a little over a week old. It is located in the Cathedral Cultural Center. It is open daily, and it is a beautiful visit to Michelangelo's beautiful Sistine Chapel, up close and personal. If one were to go to the Sistine Chapel, it's a far look, whereas 34 different frescoes have been chosen for this particular exhibit. You can get close to it. You can even touch it. There are audio tours you can walk through and experience it on your own. But it's a very, very wonderful exhibit to really experience it in a different way than experiencing it in the chapel itself. Or if you don't have the opportunity to go there, this is another way to experience the Sistine Chapel.
Yes, and I've seen it, and some have described it. It is amazing to see the Sistine Chapel in person. And at the same time, this exhibit allows you to get really close, as you said, to the art itself, so you can really see the detail. And Michelangelo was famous for his detail and the vibrancy of the colors and the proportions even.
Right, right, yeah, exactly. It's almost startling to walk in there to see the proportions that are presented to you, but it's a very good experience overall.
And you imagine, you know, Michelangelo painted most of that laying on his back. Can't even imagine that. And the proportion he had to give to those figures so that you could see them, you know, feet up.
Right, exactly, exactly. So we welcome people to come to the campus, enjoy the campus and all the many facets. And actually, when you come to the campus, you will really experience Cathedral Square because there's always a dynamism going on, a lot of different activity, different days with different activities, but is really the central point of unity of who we are and what we are growing to be in the future.
You know, it's a tragic example, but it is an example of what cathedrals mean to people, of faith and of no faith, with the terrible tragedy of the burning of Notre Dame in Paris. When that happened, people of all faiths, no faith, gathered because this iconic structure was being destroyed right before their eyes. And that reminds me of something that I studied a long time ago. It's called the unconscious part of our human behavior. And when it comes to religion, there is an unconscious part of human beings that is focused, interestingly, on the divine. And we don't even know it. And the reason that that's so interesting for me as a priest and a person of faith is because in a very real way, whether we acknowledge it or not, we are wired for the divine because we were created by the divine. And not to go into the whole dynamics of this unconscious behavior, one of the things, though, that I've always remembered as a priest is that, and here's the example, that there was this neighborhood, and there's this old lady who is walking down the street every morning, no matter if it's raining or snowing, cold, hot, she's going to the 6:30 a.m. Mass. The neighbors watch this lady go down to Mass every morning. The neighbors themselves who might go to daily Mass, some of them never go to Mass. Some of them don't believe in God. They all see the same old lady walking down the street. One day, she doesn't go by the house. And the next day, she doesn't go by the house. And the next day, the neighbors themselves, first of all, many who didn't know each other, they kind of started going out and say, where is she? Well, it turned out that she died. And the people were so sad that she had died. Why? Because unconsciously, she was going to church for all of them. Mm. And I've never forgotten that. A cathedral is the same. It stands as a beacon of hope and life and goodness and beauty and the divine. And so we kind of corporately focus on this place because it stirs something up within us. And again, the tragedy of Notre Dame is a reminder of that stirring that goes on inside. And, of course, it will be rebuilt and all the rest of it. It's interesting, though, how we can mourn a building, but it's not really mourning the building. It's mourning what's been damaged and hurt inside of us because of what the building met. And you and your docents help that sense along through your ministry. And having said all that, I'm very interested, Trudy, to just know what has prepared you for this in terms of your past experiences.
Oh, my goodness. Well, throughout my life, I've been very involved in ministry, namely educational ministry. After college, I got very involved in our parish religious education program back in Ohio, because that's where I was born, and that's where all my formative years were. And I taught sacramental preparation for second graders. And then moving to California, we came to California in 65, joined St. Norbert's Parish at that time, which was just beginning. And I became very involved in religious education there as a volunteer, was in charge of many programs there. And then eventually I taught at Marywood High School for a while. And then I came to Rosary, teaching religion initially before going into administration. But that's always been part of my life, teaching and really enjoying teaching. There were harder days sometimes than others, but really enjoying it and being called. I really do believe that why I am here is that I'm really called, and that everything that I've experienced throughout my life has prepared me for this particular position at Christ Cathedral.
Well, Trudy, your ministry of education certainly does continue through this work that you're doing here at Christ Cathedral. And you not only do it from a place of passion and conviction, you do it out of a sense of great care for God's people. And I'm so grateful for that, because that communicates itself to others. Trudy, we're so grateful for you being with us today. And we look forward to talking to you again at some point. And we look forward to meeting you at Christ Cathedral campus. Please know that you're always very welcome. And I have to say, Trudy does have a team, but she's here a lot. And it would be lovely for you to meet Trudy in person. You've been listening to Cathedral Square. I'm your host, Father Christopher Smith, and I'm very grateful for your listening today. And we can be heard on Relevant Radio on Saturdays at 10:30 in the morning. We're grateful to our loving God for bringing us here for the blessings of this Easter season. We ask you, Lord, to help us always to be people of welcome and hospitality, so that through us, people may come to know and to love your Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to the Cathedral Square Radio Show with Father Christopher Smith. To hear this program again or to download the podcast, go to OCCatholic.com and click Radio. Be sure to share and tell a friend as well. Have a blessed day.